Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Making the best of Christmas week. That's what we're all about here on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, and Jay, and Victoria. Doug, Steph, and Jennifer Horan, Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan here at the ready for Monday, December the 20th, two-thirds of the way through the month of December. An exciting week for lots of people, most people, I think. Next week.
Checkout week.
It's checkout, right. I'm still checking out. I don't know about you. You know, I always wait till the last minute if I'm going to do something that is deemed to be for Christmas, and I always frustrate myself. I've been awake for hours thinking about things that I need to do this week before Christmas. It's just pretty amazing how the pressure mounts, and I can feel it. And Jennifer, because maybe I've been with you longer, or you've been with me longer, I feel it, and I know you better. I know the other ladies well, for sure. But I feel it isn't the feel of pain. It's just the expectation that's built around this season. Birthdays,
especially
my daughter.
Especially when you're Julie. Yeah, when you're Julie the cruise director.
Yeah.
That's
everybody
kind of
looks
my role,
to you.
Which I love and I appreciate, mm-hmm. and I'm blessed. But yeah, it is there's a lot. You know, I think, okay, today I have this show, I have my other shows, I'm filling in on a national show. Once that's done, then I can focus on what kind of groceries I need to order for Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Like one thing, you know, it's like one thing after another, and I don't know, it's hard, but at the same time, I've tried to set an intention this week that I'm going to have fun no matter what, because
yes.
It's Christmas week,
yep.
And you have to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And it always goes really fast.
It's trusting in what really the universe has in store and letting it go as much as anything else. Sometimes you can control things and sometimes you can't. I think about, I didn't choose the fact that my grandson was born on the 22nd of December. My daughter was born the 27th of December.
It's a busy week for you.
Yeah, and my son's one-month-old baby is, you know, already tearing it up kind of in a nice way. The things I feel like I have to do or should do to keep this program sort of on an even keel and keep everybody, you know, on the farm, I got to keep everybody happy. All these things are choices that we make, but they always seem to come to an explosive, kind of a good explosive conclusion because it's the end of the year. And then we face, I'm on the transition committee for our new mayor who starts on January 1st. And the meetings that we've been having and still continue to have to try to shape, form, crystallize the ideas that will help guide him as he begins his new role. And we anticipate great things as of the 1st of January. So that plus just it's a fun thing. I usually sleep very well, but I woke up around 3 o'clock this morning thinking, okay, and I got 3 or 4 things, especially on the farm, that I want to get done. It just is, that's the way it is. And I think for most people, that's the way it is at the end of the year. Yeah.
You're not alone with that. I was talking to my dad, and maybe it's a guy thing. I don't know. But I was talking to my dad, and yesterday he's like, you know, usually Sundays are like his one day where he can relax and get stuff done. And he's, I could just tell in his voice because, you know, you can just hear it.
Yeah, sure.
So what's going on? And he's like, I've got 16 proposals that I have to get out. I got to get through my emails. I haven't even thought about going through my gifts yet because he's been having, you know, trying to figure out what he's buying for people and then wrapping. And mm-hmm. you could just hear it. And it's kind of like, it's almost like if the holidays are kind of like a big trip where people are trying to get a bunch of stuff finished before you leave and mm-hmm. leaving. Is Christmas, so I don't know.
Yeah, it is. It's sort of
a strange time of year
around that. And to make matters worse, Philadelphia cream cheese is going to pay you $20 not to make cheesecake this Christmas.
And I'm making cheesecake this Christmas.
Are you really?
Does anybody want to make cheesecake now that wasn't planning on making cheesecake?
I'm making cheesecake, so I guess I'm going to get some. I'm not going to get my $20.
Wow. Amazing. Philadelphia cream cheese trying to make it. a good season, trying to make up for the
scarcity. So what's their
shortage?
I've heard about the great cream cheese shortage.
No shortage of milk and dairy products, I'll tell you that. There's plenty of that stuff around. So what else goes into cream cheese besides cream, i.e. things from cows?
I don't know, but in New York, there's like an actual cream cheese shortage for bagels, and it's been in the, the last couple of months.
So is this like everything else that there's a shortage of? There's a shortage of everything.
I haven't, let's blame Joe Biden. I haven't been to the store looking for cream cheese yet because I haven't done my ingredient shopping this week, but maybe I'll find out that there is a shortage. I don't know. Has anyone not seen it? Maybe it's the tinfoil wrapping. I don't know. I always think sometimes it's the packaging less than the actual product.
I make these cookies that my grandmother made, and so I needed cream cheese that called for them. I couldn't get it. The best that I could get is like this little vat of cream cheese, so those cookies have been on ice. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
So if you're getting brownies or cookies or whatever it is that involve cream cheese, Philadelphia
doesn't involve cream cheese, that's when they're going to pay you the $20. Yeah.
Oh, okay. $20, cash in, go to spreadthefeeling.com. That's spreadthefeeling.com. You'll need to submit a grocery store receipt or a restaurant receipt dated between the 17th and Christmas Eve, so this week. I don't think anybody knew anything about this until this week. Sometimes this week you get $20. So that's a great PR thing. This is a very interesting move. When something like this comes to the fore and people make a big deal out of it, and it's unusual, it's different, so people pay attention to it, it's kind of like on the opposite side, the situation Chris Noth finds himself in. All the notoriety that he got because of the Pentaton thing, because of Sex and the City. I actually watched a bit of an episode on HBO last night of Sex and the City. She has his ashes in a box. Did you see that? Did anybody see that episode yet?
Yeah.
It's the most recent one. Mm-hmm. And she can't sleep and yada, yada, yada. And I'm wondering in the back of my mind, does all of this get circumvented because of the focus on Chris Noth and the accusations against him? Are people, when they're watching Sex and the City, not thinking of Big or really what's going on in the show, but is even that being affected by all of this huzzerai around Chris Noth?
It's not good.
They killed him off in the first episode.
Yeah, but I mean, he's not really dead.
Well,
he
is.
You know what I'm saying.
But, I mean, it's on the show, he's dead.
but is his career dead?
Well, yes.
Is he
at
really
this point,
dead?
Yeah. At this point, yeah, he's been dropped by his agent. I mean, it's really...
A third one. He denies it all. It's not like he's saying that he did it. So it's, until he gets his day in court, it's too bad that everybody's just
knocking him out. Well, and what's interesting is he is denying the assault of the first two women, but saying that he did have interactions and he did have affairs. But the third woman who has now stepped forward, he is saying that nothing happened with that one. So
see, what happens, what seems to me, and maybe this is the guy, perspective, these sort of allegations seem to come at a time when there's notoriety focused on the person who's been charged. All of the attention, Noth's been around as an actor for 40, 50 years almost, since he was a teenager, acting in high school plays. And he first came to light when he played the young cop Logan on Law and Order. That was his first really big role. And as I've said many times, we've watched him grow up on television and in movies. And so now, you know, you want to think the best, I do anyway, of this guy, and think, you know, that
my hope is that, my hope is that he does what Kevin Spacey did. Kevin Spacey denied that busboy, you know, remember the busboy kid, whether it was Nantucket or Martha's Vineyard, one of the two, and, you know, the kid said that Kevin Spacey groped him and the whole thing. Kevin Spacey showed up every day in court. The kid changed his story a million times. Turns out it was a complete fabrication. His mother was behind it, and then it was dismissed. So Kevin Spacey, unfortunately, once the headlines are out there, people don't really follow trials, but we talked about it a lot here, and, you know, Kevin Spacey, he did the right thing. He fought it till the very end, and if Chris Noth is saying, I didn't do any of these things, and no means no, even though a lot of these women are saying they said no to him during these encounters and attacks, or alleged attacks, you know, if I hope it goes to trial, because if it doesn't, then we're just in limbo. And we don't know if these allegations are accurate, if they're real, and we don't know if he's telling the truth. So I hope that there is a police investigation, and I hope it goes all the way to the very end. And that way, that's the only, there's no other way for us to know and to ever believe.
Yeah.
Who's telling the truth? I mean, he lost a $12 million tequila deal. He has no agent anymore. His representation has totally dropped him. The only people who we haven't heard from yet are any of the cast of Sex and the City. We haven't heard from them. And I don't know if Sarah Jessica Parker's going to say anything. Does she win? I know, but does she? Yeah, but does she win if she says anything? That's the problem.
And the same
or does she win if she doesn't? I mean, that's the tough thing. You want to come out and support your friend,
right?
At the same time, and that's the point, is that the cancel mob gets so crazed in canceling everybody before the story even comes out. And look, if this guy did it, and it comes out that the women are all telling the truth, then yes, you know, he should lose some stuff for sure. But I mean, if it's not true. Like Kevin Spacey.
Why does it take so long for this stuff to surface, and why is it coincidental? That's what makes me suspicious. Coincidental with all of the notoriety that he's gained in the last two or three months, or even the last two or three weeks.
That's the argument he made in his first statement, you know, that he questions the timing of all of it. But at the same time, there seems to be some credibility behind a lot of the allegations, and his pattern of being drunk and being, you know, a lech seem to be very well established. This is not surprising to anybody who knew him, except that, you know, you cross the line there. Did he sexually assault these women, or is he just a drunken flirt? That's where we're at right now. We don't know.
I think that's even going too far. I think that's not.
It's not. Well, that's a known thing in New York City. He's been spotted. He's late night bar guy at 4 a.m. That's who he is.
There's plenty of people.
But that doesn't mean you're going to sexually assault someone.
Right. Yep. Too much judgment. Too many cancelers. You're right about that. Matter of fact, our DJV download, the podcast that's available every day at djvshow.com, has a focus on Chris Noth and what he's facing. We talk about that. We also talk about Ted Cruz going after United Airlines, this COVID thing. I can't tell you how many people have said to me, please, 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 can we stop talking about the COVID thing? And I don't see how we can do that. I would certainly like to be able to do that, but it's more instead of less as we are surrounded and confronted with all the latest stuff, and maybe putting some kind of a glow or shine or something on it is appropriate. Anyway, check us out every day. Podcast available free at DJV Show or wherever you get your podcast, like Apple.
Now at Banana Republic Factory, 50 to 70% off everything. Discover winter essentials, holiday party looks, last-minute gifts, and more from $14.99. Find your nearest store or shop online, only at Banana Republic Factory. Now at Banana Republic Factory, 50 to 70% off everything. Discover winter essentials, holiday party looks, last-minute gifts, and more from $14.99. Find your nearest store or shop online, only at Banana Republic Factory.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Calitrin, the best way to lose weight, the best defense is a good offense. Doesn't that apply to weight?
If you are taking Calitrin this time of the year, you can actually be losing weight. For sure not gaining weight, but losing weight this time of the year, even with the food everywhere. You know, our customers tell us that when they're taking Calitrin, not only are they losing the inches and looking better, but they feel better. So when you have more energy throughout your day, you don't crave the food like you did before. You know, you're not having the afternoon crashes. Collagen protein is one of the most satiating nutrients there is. It's naturally boosting your metabolism by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue.
So let's talk about the deal. What's the deal right now as we get into turkey time?
Well, turkey time deal is the biggest sale we do all year. People wait on this one, but it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. Use the promo code DJV, and that's going to save you on shipping, too, so you won't have to pay shipping on those orders. So toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also chat with us online or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road.
To ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policy starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's now 23 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Merry Christmas to all of you and Happy New Year. That'll be our wish as we go through. It's always our wish for you to have the best that you can have. One of the things that people look forward to this time of year is all the live television stuff. And SNL is known pretty well, Saturday Night Live, for its live programming. They sort of ran into a hiccup, or maybe a buzzsaw, a little of both of those things. However, some people did show up last Saturday, and I happened to be, I caught some of it myself, so we'll talk about that with Jay in Trending Things right after this.
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Do you want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
So I was saying to the ladies a few minutes ago, Paul Rudd is not somebody who's been much on my radar screen, although he, as Victoria points out, is the sexiest man alive, according to People magazine or whoever else makes those judgments.
People, yeah.
People,
this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
yeah.
Ant-Man.
Yeah, what does that mean, though?
He's always going to be Josh. Well, he's Ant-Man. He's Ant-Man.
What is it, what
means,
does it
that
mean?
That means he's Ant-Man.
To be the sexiest man alive. What does that mean?
It means you have a movie out and your PR people make a great deal with people to, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And
yeah.
You're,
okay.
You know, not, I mean, it's not like Paul Rudd's
very
on the eyes.
Yeah,
very
exactly.
Cute.
Is
yeah.
he a great actor? Is he Clark Gable? Is he John
is so
Wayne?
Enjoyable.
Is
he?
He is. He's wonderful. He's a comedic actor. I've never seen him. I mean, I think he has done some serious roles. I don't.
I don't know that I've seen any of them, but he's
Spider-Man. I'm sorry, Ant-Man isn't exactly a comedic role.
I've never seen that. I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
Flips. Is it really?
Yeah, it's a comedic action role for sure.
Oh, okay. All right, anyway. So SNL was kind of live and kind of not. This is part of the overall picture of this crazy overreaction in my mind to this latest COVID outbreak, and what they're doing is shutting, you know, a lot of people are just shutting things down. But Tom Hanks had flown from Los Angeles to New York to be on SNL. And he went on and he said, there's no way I flew 3,000 miles not to be on this television program. So he and Tina sort of held it together, didn't they? They had some...
Tina Fey.
Yeah, Tom Hanks and Tina Fey kind of welcomed Paul Rudd into the Fifth Timers Club. This was his fifth time hosting, and Kenan Thompson brought out his... five-timers robe, joked that it's really like 4.5 times because it was such a scaled-down cast. The only cast members were Kenan Thompson and Michael Che. Musical guest Charlie XCX, that performance was scratched hours before the broadcast. The audience was scratched. And, yeah, they had a couple new stuff that happened to be recorded in the beginning of the week. But for the most part, it was just a bunch of like a holiday remix over the past few years.
The Eddie Murphy.
It was fun seeing the old stuff, though, too.
Oh, yeah,
Justin Timberlake.
That was so good. They pulled it off. They did pull it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty much, it was actually better. I don't really stay up much on Saturday night, and I watch the stuff. You know, once in a while, it's good. But not like it used to be. And this was sort of a tribute, if you will, to the past as well as the present. So kind of cool. Good. All right, 28 after this, the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Automakers are under pressure to provide solutions for the many pain points EV drivers are currently experiencing when trying to utilize global public charging infrastructure. In response, Parkopedia wants to transform the combined parking and charging experience for EV owners with the launch of Park and Charge, allowing EV owners to find, authorize, pay, and manage charging sessions with ease, all in one place. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit BuyBrakes.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Now that Senate Democrat Joe Manchin says he will not vote for the legislation, it looks like Democrats are not going to be able to overcome Republican opposition in the Senate to pass President Biden's roughly $2 trillion Build Back Better bill. Tom Cotton, the U.S. Senator from Arkansas, says...
At a time when we have almost $30 trillion in debt, this bill would add $5 trillion to it. We have the worst inflation in 40 years. This bill would add fuel to the fire of inflation.
The Republican Cotton speaking there on Fox News Sunday night in America. President Biden's Build Back Better agenda would focus on issues from health care to education, climate change, and tax laws. The NHL Players Association announcing cross-border games are now being postponed for the upcoming week because because of rising COVID cases. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Republicans say Democrats are ignoring the nonpartisan agency that they used to champion as they try to pass that Build Back Better plan. An update from USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
The White House and President Joe Biden have turned on the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office when it exposed the cost of the Build Back Better Act, including Press Secretary Jen Psaki calling its latest scoring fake. But Representative Pete Sessions, Republican of Texas, said on Newsmax, the only thing fake is the White House. Psaki and Democrats lying to the American people about the zero cost of their progressive spending plan.
How can you say it is completely paid for when the CBO score is $3 trillion different?
Yeah.
And the bottom line is that's what they want. And so they're hoping that the people who hear on their stations hear what they hear, and the people that are on conservative stations then know the truth.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And Elizabeth Warren has tested positive for COVID-19, the Democratic U.S. Senator making the announcement by Twitter, saying despite a negative COVID test result just earlier this week, she then tested positive today, Sunday, with a breakthrough case. Warren adds she's only experiencing mild symptoms. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get through podcasts.
All right, 34 after the hour. Welcome to the DJV program. Monday, December the 20th. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Should I do that more slowly so that people who are new to the program, who are these people? Who are their voices? Jennifer, say hello so people can recognize your
Hi.
Voice.
Hi. Merry Christmas.
Merry
How about
Christmas.
That?
Victoria, would you please?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Oh, she sounds like an elf.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. How about you, Jay? How's
Hi. Wait, are Jay. We saying Merry Christmas? Is that the line that we're
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't
absolutely.
Have to.
Merry
you
Christmas.
I'm just yeah. following
Happy
Jen.
Holidays. Happy New yeah. Year.
Happy, happy.
We're going to be festive, dang it. And you're going to like it. Everybody's
yeah.
going to like it.
So we've taken a new approach to how we're doing our social media. Jay and I and Victoria and Jennifer just talking about me. I'm not one to necessarily do this well, and I don't know that I'm going to do it well, but because we have people who are new to the program, oh, that happens all the time, and they want to kind of get to know us. If they don't know who we are, then, okay, so can we see a picture? Can we see some video? What does the studio look like? What does your hair look like? Whatever, as you're doing the program. So I'm going to set the example. As much as I do this kicking and screaming, the girls tease me because I'm not technologically advanced, shall we say. I probably can bring this iPhone to my grandson, who will be 7 next week, and he'll do a better job of it than I will.
Take it apart and put it back together.
And he doesn't even have it. He fiddles with his mother's phone. He's trying to figure out his father's iPad. And so that's, he's curious.
Because somehow Apple has figured out to make products that, like, literally a one-year-old, a one-and-a-half-year-old can pick up and figure out. Yeah. Yet the rest of us are like, what do we do? It's amazing.
We don't want a one-and-a-half-year-old.
I know, but it's kind of creepy when you watch a kid pick up an Apple device and they know how to use it. And it takes us a while to sit there and stare at it and figure it out.
Remember when I first started using iPhones and iPads, I said it was pretty intuitive, and that's why they did it. Because you all criticized me. You said I should be on a Mac. But I don't have in my studio. I have 3 screens and a regular PC, not Apple stuff. But yet the iPhone and the iPad, I find I can use them, within reason. Speaking of within reason, how much of this COVID stuff is reasonable? We need to discuss. I can't tell you how many times I've heard, especially from new listeners, who are suggesting that we're talking too much about COVID. Isn't there anything else going on? And I would love to relieve myself and all of us of the burden of these conversations. But it seems because are we acting or reacting? And I would like to think we are actors and not reactors. But still, there is all this policy stuff. There is, getting shots and are we going to close everything down? And we were just talking about SNL not being on the air live on Saturday, that sort of thing. Shows closing down in New York again. And my underscore of this, just so there's no question about where I come from, I'm a believer in vaccines. I believe that masks are appropriate in certain circumstances. I do not believe that shutdowns should occur willy-nilly, as they did certainly the first or second go-round, where the economy and the country and the world came to a standstill. I believe we should be much more aggressive at our approach to handling the Chinese, who are responsible for this, and that's pretty much where I am. And then you look at the day-to-day stuff, like the appeals court that reinstated Biden's vaccine policy for businesses. So here we go. People fighting about something and getting angry. I mean, really angry about some of these things instead of having us all sort of in concert. And I'm reminded that the world revolves around conflict, which is kind of sad when you get right down to it, especially this time of year. But anyway, the Sixth Court of Appeals appealed to the Supreme Court. This was the Sixth Court, I think, is in Ohio, isn't it? It's Midwestern Court. And so under the Labor Department rules, employers with more than 100 workers have to require staff to get vaccinated. Well, then that was thrown out, and now it's back in again. And so I think people who run small businesses, they don't know. This is, again, a product of the Chinese creation of the vaccine.
OSHA's already given up their enforcement of it, basically. Yeah. So OSHA was supposed to be the enforcer, and because of all the back and forth in the courts, and I'm sure this will probably be challenged again, it was supposed to start on January 4th with OSHA overseeing it, and now that's really unclear as to when it's going to start and who's going to be overseeing it, because that's part of the bend is who's going to be going into these companies and telling them or looking at what they're doing. So I think.
But do you see what I'm saying, Jennifer? And the whole business about how the world is in chaos because of the Chinese creating this vaccine and letting it loose.
100%. Yeah.
And so we're focused on the day to day of this. Vaccines, masks, mandates, go to, school, don't go to school. I see that children who have been exposed to the virus, according to the CDC, can go to class safely, in-person learning, if they are regularly tested. So what does that involve? Are you getting tested at school?
Yeah.
Are you supposed to be tested at home?
No, they have the tests at school. It's
every
called
school
the test
has a
to
test.
Stay. Well, not every school, but this is the program. I mean, my friends who have kids who have been tossed in, bounced in and out of school, they're very excited about this because there's no real need for kids to be. If one kid in the class has it and technically everyone in class has been exposed to it potentially, yeah. doesn't mean you're going to get it, but it's ridiculous to bounce kids out of school again. It's just stupid.
It's ridiculous. That's for the whole, that across society, across our entire existence, it's ridiculous to be bouncing people in and out. That's why I said, you know, the overreaction to SNL, no audience, and that kind
of
stuff for these shows.
I know you call that an overreaction, but the cast was sick.
Okay.
So if the cast is sick and you have symptoms, that's different from being a kid in class where one kid tests positive and then they send the whole class home. Yeah. That's an overreaction.
And you're already seeing, I mean, the problem is this testing thing is also so bad and so corrupt. First of all, there's always been a question about whether or not the tests are working. You've had multiple people from the beginning taking tests and they were getting counted as multiple positives. At least in my state of California, there weren't case numbers that were tracked. They were counting number of positives and that they were using that to shut things down. Now you've got people who are signing contracts like cities and school districts with companies that are, by the way, owned by China in many cases of some companies that are being used in California. And so they can access all of the information, DNA and all that stuff. It's possible for China to get their hands on it, and they're enriching themselves. And so there's contracts on the tests. Then you have all of these crazy tests that are like at-home versions where literally people can say anything they want and get a positive or a negative response on their test, probably without even having to test, which is also pretty ridiculous. And then you've got all the protocols in place. We need to realize that people are going to get sick, and we need to be worried about the ones who find themselves in the hospital. I'm sorry that people are getting sick.
But it's not a death sentence now the way it was.
But people have gotten sick for decades. So if you've got symptoms like a cold, whether it's from a cold or COVID, I'm sorry that you're sick, but stay home, stay away from people, treat yourself, and get back to life.
That's kind of what I did last week.
Down.
I had the sniffles. I went and got a test.
And you went
that
to a Christmas party like a responsible person.
Yeah, I know, right?
But, you know, the point is, let's worry about people, what happens when they go to the hospital. Let's worry about those most severe cases. That's what we should be all focused on.
Right.
And we should also be focused on a set of protocols that could help those people.
So let's talk about the breakthrough infections with people who have been vaccinated against the COVID. There are a lot of these examples.
Look at the NFL and the NBA. I mean,
yeah.
they were touted forever, and they've just recently changed their policies because they were testing everybody and quarantining anybody who came in contact with somebody, and now they're changing their protocols back because they realize they don't have anybody to play on the teams anymore.
Right. Now it's just back to wearing masks regardless of your vaccination status.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So we're talking about the NFL announcing this massive, the outbreak and then the response to it. Addressing the increase in cases and the response to Omicron, which is not anywhere near as dangerous or bad at this point as Delta was. So apparently, if I'm reading this correctly, ladies, correct me if I'm wrong, and you will, because I know you love to do that, effective right away, all the NFL clubs are requiring the use of face masks, regardless of vaccination status, eliminating in-person meals, and the clubhouse or whatever before or after the games. League also adjusting the return to participation requirements for those who've recovered from the virus. So how are those changing? The football season's over anyway.
I think they made people
stay
out longer.
Yeah.
Well, no, not yet.
Almost. Well, it's pretty close to being over, isn't it?
They adjusted that how long you have to stay away. Like, if you test positive and you don't have symptoms, you shouldn't have to be out for a week or whatever. That just doesn't make sense.
Right.
It's like, I go back to the kids thing. Right? Look, I don't have kids, but if I did have kids and the kids' school wasn't using this new guideline from the CDC where they tested it in the L.A. school district system, and then there was another school system that they tested it in Illinois, if the test to stay program, if my kids' school didn't do this, I would be irate. Forget about the masks and critical race theory and all that stupid stuff. This is what I would be really upset about, because this is what causes the chain reaction. If parents have to go back to work, or if parents have multiple jobs, and we saw this happening with women have multiple jobs. Their kids get sent home from school. They have no one to watch the kid. So that means the woman has to now take herself out of the workforce to stay at home and watch her kids and make sure they're doing distance learning and all that. That sending these kids home for no reason creates the most disruption that besides shutting down entire businesses. So this to me is like, if we don't act on this right away, then I don't know what we're doing. I have no idea.
Is this, are we going to be confused by the super immunity that comes from, I made quick reference to this a few minutes ago, the key is to get vaccinated. You've got to have a foundation of protection.
Yeah.
And then if you do, according to this study that's been released today, when it comes to Omicron anyway, they looked at some people, blood samples from people who were fully vaccinated with Pfizer. 26 of the 52 did not have breakthrough infections, while the other 26 had very mild cases of COVID after vaccination. So that means the antibodies in the blood of people with breakthrough infections were as much as 1,000% more effective than antibiotics, antibodies that were generated a couple of weeks after the second dose of Pfizer. Now, we had this conversation. I posted a picture of my family. My sister wanted everybody to get together who's around here. So we went to her house on, was it Friday night? I think it was Friday night. I posted a picture on Saturday of me with the rest of my family. And I was standing next to my sister on one side, who had a pretty serious bout with a pretty serious cancer this past year and has come back through it. On the other side, my niece, Amanda, who used to run my dairy store at the farm, somebody I've been very close to. She, of all of my nieces, is probably the one that I'm closest to. She and her husband have not been vaccinated. They have no intention of being vaccinated. There are three children that were in that picture, and none of them have been vaccinated because they don't believe in it. They've all had COVID. Every single one of them have had it. Some of them had a mild case, and a couple of them had serious cases. They've been tested since then and their immunity. So I expected my sister to be, if she didn't want to have, she knew what the status of all of them were, and she still wanted to have everybody over for a Christmas meal. So, and then, you know, the reality of it is we had a conversation about it. You know how families, when they get together, it's like Thanksgiving. We didn't have Thanksgiving, but we had pre-Christmas, and we had a conversation, and it was a serious one about what the realities are in our family of people who have gotten the vaccine. Like Nancy's daughter, Kelsey, was there, and she's had the vaccine. A friend of hers was with her, and she hasn't. And they've had lots of back and forth with my two children because they're all very close, even though my kids aren't here physically, about all of these same things. And they're very opinionated about it as to what, but that hasn't kept us from being together. The point is that we talked it through. We agreed to live with everybody's decision, and we've kind of moved on. It isn't like the end of the world. And if my sister were concerned about it, if her immune system was still down where it was in the middle of the year, probably would have been a different discussion. But it wasn't. So I'm just telling you that's how our family handled it. And you maybe get a couple of points from it. Maybe that helps you handle it with your family because it certainly is going to come up this Christmas season. It's 48 past the hour.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the...
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com.
That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, 53 after the hour, time for our Monday overview. What's going on in the world of technology? Seems like it was only moments ago, Victoria, that we went through the top tech stories of this past week, but yet it was 3 days ago, and now we start the week all over again with a focus, first of all, on smart toys, as we say here in New England. There's an interesting warning out. You want to explain?
Yeah, so the demand for tech-infused toys is growing, right? And of course, there are entire aisles of Target and Walmart where every toy is a smart toy. And so it's raising alarms about kids' privacy and safety to tech experts. Action figures that talk back, robots that follow kids around the house, dollhouses that resemble smart homes. These are all very popular toys this Christmas. And so tiny toys that are aimed at preschoolers have the advanced technology of a smartphone. And when you think about, like, adults being more concerned about privacy and data security and things like that, you don't really think about the fact that your preschooler has a toy that has the same tech as your iPhone. And so kids are spending more and more time on screens, more than they ever have. That's up this year, probably pandemic-related as well. And then parents also want to engage their kids with tech-infused toys that have an educational value instead of just having them, you know, browse the internet on an iPad. And this is according to Toy Insider, which is, you know, they're constantly polling parents, and they said that the demand for interactive toys is actually really driven by the parents, especially younger parents. Mm-hmm. And so they said the toys come with cameras and microphones, and they can connect kids to the internet and other users, and they can create personalized accounts for kids. Now, the thing is, adults know how voice assistant technology works, like, you know, whether you're using Alexa or Siri or any of the other ones, but kids may not understand that they shouldn't be telling certain things like their address or their date of birth or whatever to the teddy bear that talks back. And so it's creating a real problem.
Creepy.
With, It is creepy, and there was a data breach back in 2015 with millions of kids' data was exposed by the VTech toy maker. So it's one of those things where if you are a parent and this is something that you want for your kid, you're going to have to be a little more hands-on and make sure that your own child isn't accidentally giving away information that is really important and safety concerns.
Yep. Good points made there. What is the old expression? A word of the wise is a fish, and let's hope that's the case. As we continue with the iPhone feature that people will... This is yet another. Okay, stand by for stupidity right after this.
There's good news for American retailers as new research reveals shoppers are shrugging off worries about inflation, supply shortages and late deliveries, and plan to spend over the holidays. The research carried out for retail customer engagement specialist Emarsys reveals what American consumers are most concerned about and their biggest shopping bugbears. Emarsys works with over 1,600 retail brands around the world and has come up with some festive tips to help retailers make the most of the peak trading period.
We've seen across the US that consumers are putting more effort into holiday shopping this year, but they're lacking inspiration on what to buy. We recommend that retail and consumer product brands ensure they're offering shoppers personalized products that they know sell well together for different types of buyers, both online and in-store. For more information on how to engage first-time buyers, defecting customers, and loyal customers this holiday season, head over to emarsys.com.
All right, so Victoria wants to explain what this new iPhone feature is about that you have to turn on before you die. So
well, it's not that you have to. It's so that you should. So here's the deal. So it's Apple has released iOS 15.2. It's the latest update. Among the one of the many features in it is a software update that includes a long overdue legacy contact setting. This is a tool that's brand new, and it allows you to specify who can access your Apple account, your iPhone and your entire account, your photos, your notes, your mail, things like that, after you die. Now, Google and Meta, which is, Facebook, they already have had this in place for years. But Apple has had a very lengthy process, including requiring a court order for your loved ones to be able to open your iPhone. And we saw this with a lot of people dying from COVID, and this became an even bigger issue. And iPhone users have been pushing Apple, hey, look, give us a way that we can safely and securely have access to a loved one's phone, and we can get in and get the necessary, information that we need from their phone. So now this is brand new. This is if you do the iOS 15.2 update, you will see when you go into settings and you see your name at the top, you select password and security, you'll then see at the bottom it says legacy contact. You can choose up to 5 legacy contacts. They are someone who will have access to your Apple account and the information once you die. Photos, messages, emails, notes, files, contacts, things like that. And that's now all you have to do is upload a death certificate, making it a lot easier for your loved ones to be able to, access your phone and your account.
Best way around that is to never die.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.